It's Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe. Hey, if you're not a Raymond fan, then you better get on with the spring fling into race season. Opening day's coming up the 28th, and I thought I would just take a walk down to the Trop and see what the heck is going on. You know, you do want to tune in to Mike Rickard and all the race stuff that's going on opening day, but guess what? I got a sneak preview of what is new in food and drink, and oh yum, here I go. I'm going to share with you what I'm nibbling at the Rays with new yummy things. There is a new dessert partner at Tropicana Field. Look at this, Cookie Fueled Mama. That's going to have a location. It's in every food hall. Oh, those sweets are yummy. Culver's, listen, if you want to just cool off, Culver's is doing something fun. They, of course, have their delicious ice cream. But if the Tampa Bay Rays score a run in the third inning, they can claim their free Culver's Wisconsin cheese curds. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, I like a salty thing, so let me check this out. Ooh, you see, they're doing a food tasting today, so I'm going to be fat when I'm done. Twisted, a new pretzel-themed concession booth. That's over on the Budweiser porch. And, oh, this foot-long pretzel dog that was debuted last year is back, and it's yummier than ever. One of my favorite things that is all over town, and it's downtown and out at Seminole, is now at the Rays, and this is new this year, the Chicken Salad Chick. So if you haven't had their chicken salad, it just tastes like grandma made it. So I'm a little Asian food crazy, and of course, those of you who have been downtown with me know that the Pacific Counter is one of the great sushi places in town. I'm tasting their signature poke bowl, and they even have a Rays roll-up roll, and that's only available here, so that's, oh boy, that is delicious. You know, there are some vegan things here, there are some vegetarian things here, and there's some gluten-friendly things here. That's really super great for everybody this year. And then I think my new favorite that I just, let me just swallow here, it was so good. The Bird and Batter Express is over in Wright Field Street, and, you know, the Southern Bird chicken sandwich, chicken tenders and fries, well, that's pretty delicious. You know, I'm getting a little thirsty now, and they're going to do a little taste test. They have new this year is the Viva Tequila Seltzer. That's the official hard seltzer of the Rays. And the Daiquiri Deck is a title partner of the Daiquiri Deck. So you know that you can get those Floribian daiquiris here. If you're an enophile, Vino Giovino 21 is on the Rays menu. And Superbird Tequila, also New Belgium craft beer. Some of the other great new food items that I'm tasting today, well, there's a short rib cheesecake. Oh, listen, if you like caramelized onions, cheese sauce, peppadew, pepper relish, that's delicious. And so are these short rib nachos. Oh, my goodness, I'm a nacho freak. And guess what? This is, it comes with delicious house fried potato chips. The Korean corn dog. Now, I like Korean food. Korean food is one of my things. So this is an all-beef hot dog with Fontina cheese, potato crunch, and spicy mayo. Boy, am I glad they did this tasting today. And another favorite of mine, Smash Burger, is here. And that's just a really fun, original burger. They do have gluten-free buns. And sweet pretzel bites, cinnamon sugar, vanilla glaze, caramel dipping sauce. And hey, Raymond, I see you. What are you going to eat? That Raymond, he really does like those pretzel bites. Garlic butter, Parmesan, fresh herbs. Raymond, would you share that with me? Well, let me tell you, folks, not only are the Rays debuting some incredible food, I just got the straight scoop that there's going to be a concert series as well. So, you know, there's some good music playing. I love when they pump up the music. So after the Rays play on July 26th, there's going to be an alternative rock band, Jimmy Eat World. And there'll also be some country music and hip-hop R&B in August as Riley Green will take the field after the Baltimore Orioles. And Florida native, we love our Florida local music, T-Pain will perform after the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, folks, take me out to the ball game. It's the Sassy Scribe for Saturday Live.